made. So the tupshatim, the word shira means either taira, or it means this shira of hazinu. So that this ke'ilu possibility, when we're talking about that this shira will come and be made in you, we're either talking about one parasha of this shira, or you're talking about all of Torah, which is also called a shira in this case. And it's a dava pella almost that there could be kilu mixing up between the two, and you know, it's either Torah or it's the shira of hazinu. The Rambam says a dava chadash. The Rambam says mitzvah esei called ishvish mi yisrael lichtev sefer Torah la'atzmoi. There's a mitzvah sefer Torah. Everybody knows that. How do we know it? Shenema va'ata kisul lachem es hashira. The pasuk says va'ata kisul lachem es hashira. Kloima kisul lachem. So one pshat is that shira is going on the Torah as a whole. The Torah is called shira, and that's the mitzvah essay of writing this shira is to have the whole Torah written down. That's one possibility. So it could mean Torah in its completeness. Rashi, the Rambam says no. Kloima, kisul chem Torah sheyesh ba shira zu. Shlefish in kreses Torah parshis. That bem is the mitzvah's essay is to write the shiras hazinu. But since there's a halach in hilchas sefer Torah that you can't write just one parsha, so therefore you have to write the whole sefer Torah. So it's a dava pella b'yosa. Be'emes the whole Torah, the only chiyuv k'siva is this parsha, and as a din that you don't write Torah parshas. That's why you have to write the whole Torah. It's first of all stam staggering. So be'emes the real mechuvah in writing the entire sefer Torah is for this little parsha, for half a parsha hazinu. Secondly, there's almost a paradox here. If the reason why you can't write Torah parshas, the bashav shad is because you have to write the whole Torah. You know, Torah is breishes through la'ina kol Yisrael. Writing part of it is not acceptable. That we understand, but that we should have But if the Torah wants us to write just parshas hazinu, mechateisa, there's a din that you can write Torah parshas. All the Torah is. It doesn't have a chiyuv ksiva. You want to write it, don't like the vim. If you need to learn it, you write it. If you don't need to learn it, you don't write it. And this, there's a mitzvah ksiva on this. So if there would be a mitzvah ksiva just on this, then that would be enough. In the mitzvah ksiva itself of this parsha already lies the halacha that you can't write Torah parshas. And that's a dava tamur b'yosef. Another interesting thing about this parasha over here is that in the chalukah that we have in the kriya of Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, Hamishi is a very late chalukah. It betzem has no mukher in halacha. In halacha, there are very few halachas about where you can break up a parasha. As long as you don't have two psukim before the end, and for side reasons, as long as it's not two psukim before a break, or two psukim afterwards, you can break up the parshas. We try to break it up by a davar tov, we try to break up evenly, but there's absolutely no halachas whatsoever in terms of breaking up the parshas. There is one halacha by toichacha, you're not allowed to break it up because al tokutz bni, al tokutz musadah, that you should not make it. Bits and pieces, fine. But other than that, there is no haluka whatsoever in the inner haluka, the parashas that we have. The big exception is Parashas Hazinu. Parashas Hazinu has a haluka that goes back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that Hazivloch is the haluka of Hazinu. You're not allowed to change it. When you lay it on Shabbos, if you want to add or Aliyas, which you're allowed to do on Shabbos, you can only do it after you finish the Shira, and there's a very, very big peda on the Chalukah. The Mokar comes, it says that that was the Shir Shal Yoim of Korb Musav of Shabbos. Korb Musav of Shabbos, they would lay in Hazinu, they would break it up into seven pieces of Aziv Loch, they would lay in 7 weeks, and go back again and again, a perpetual cycle, which is really, really quite incredible. First of all, I mean, where do you find a chalukah really that should be meikra din? And it says in halacha. On the weekdays, it says that you don't have to be makpin on it. But it's passing halacha. There's the Megala Mukas brings a gemara. We don't have that gemara, and I couldn't find it anywhere. But he brings a gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu made it al pi ayin cheskenim. But it's halidavahu. The chalukah of a parasha. And it goes back to the Beis HaMikdash, because that's how they used to lane it for the Shir Shal Yom of Musaf Shabbos. Why in Parashat Hazinu is the only place that you have a kepeda on how to split up the parasha? It also is strange that this is the Shir Shal Yom for Shabbos. Hard to know what shaykhs it has, what's up with Shabbos. You find a remez here, a remez there, but it just doesn't... Musaf Shabbos was a very, very... It's a Yom Tov. It's a very positive day. The Parshas Hazinu, by and large, is a parsha of Teichacha, Musar, so on. Even the tone of it doesn't fit for Shabbos. Mizvah Shel Yom HaShabbos is a sort of a L'Hagibur Chastech and so on and so forth. See, I don't know. It doesn't seem any reason why this should be the Shir Shal Yom for Shabbos and the high point of the Shir Shal Yom. This is the Musaf. So for the morning you do Mizra Shal Yom Shabbos. For Musaf you do Parshas Hazinu, Falei Davahu. One more ara. It says Vaidaber Moshe Bazen Kol Kaisos Divei Ashira Zois Ad Tumam. It says he said this whole Shira Ad Tumam. So first of all, the literal taich of it before any diuk. I mean, if the shir itself was a who knows how long, you'd say Moshe read the entire thing from beginning to the end. The shir itself is not a terribly long shira. It's not a terribly long parasha. What's the ravusa? Rabbi say Moshe Rabbeinu read the following shira till the very end. Mainly if we're talking about chayseif advarim, el advarim that Moshe spoke, you could say it's a big seifa relatively. He spoke the whole thing in one shot, or he spoke till the end. I mean, Hazinu is a small shira. So if we would have said Vayidaber Moshe Rabbeinu Kol Yisrael Divei Ashira Zois without Atumam, it would be very clear that he said the entire shira. There's nothing there. It's not as if it says Chayes Mises Moshe and we need to have a rebusa that he said it. It says it the way it says it. So what's the chid? And also the word Atumam, the Diuk Haloshen Atumam, is hard to understand. Where it's the tumum, it should be at tuma. Shira is it could be lashne keva. If you're saying shira is lashne keva, so it'd be tuma. If it's a lashon zocher like shira, it'd be tumoi. Tumum doesn't make any sense. It's talking about a shira zeis, which is one yachid. At tumum, very hard to understand what the lashon rabbim is going on. So let's. Let's ask one more point here. It's called a shira, Parshas Hazinu. A shira, by its nature, is a davar shel simcha. It's also positive. This is called a shira. These are two shiras in the Torah, two, three shiras. There's Parshas B'Shalos Shira, and that's Ayin Shiras. This is Lamed Shiras. It's a shira that has dinei shira. It's not. I mean, there's a pasuk here, a pasuk there, which is good, and it's hard to. It's not. I mean, it's to say that the shira. I mean, Oz Yashir is a very, very positive shira. The shira by the Be'er is a positive shira. It's a shira whose point is the gadlus of Klal Yisrael, the Hatzol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Simcha of Klal Yisrael, so on. And this parasha is by and large a difficult parasha. Tul kemat the end, and even the end is very not clear what is going on. So why would the word shira apply to this parasha here? That's a very central issue of it. So let's understand something which goes to the core of this parasha here. It says Hatsur Tomim Pa'oli, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tomim Pa'oli, Ki Chol Drach of Mishpat Kele Muna Ben Ovel Tzadik V'yashu. So the pasuk says here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it starts out by saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a keila muna in oval tzadik v'yosha. There is a mahalach of darkei mishpat in the bria, and that's really at the beginning of the, that's the introduction to the parasha itself. Hazina Shemaima Debera Yarkumat Olikhi is a big introduction. In other words, I'm now about to say something which is very, very important. Yeshem Shemek Havagalkeinu. And now he starts off what he wants to say. So this is really the start of what he's saying. Atsur Tomim Pa'oloi. Why doesn't it say Atsur Tzadik Pa'oloi? You're talking about the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is righteous, that is good, that he brings everything with appropriately. All the midas of all the punishments that he brings are deserved. Like Rashi says over here, everybody's matzdik the din. We say, you know, tzidik hadin is that we say atzut hampoli. That's the lashon that we use for tzidik hadin lo aleinu on an iftar. So the word that we use is tzidik hadin. The word tzidik hadin fits it well. You confirm the veracity and the righteousness of the din. Why is the word tamim used over here? So the answer is like this. The pshat is like this. When we speak about the midah of tamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tamim, it means that the gilui, the word tamim means shalem. And it means that the giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu come only in the metzias of the davar hashalem. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pe'ulos are only perceived in the mahalach of tamim. Lamashal, let's give an example. If a person, we can have two types of situations. A person is furnishing an office, and he needs pencils, papers, staples, glue, and so on. And half of it got delivered. So the person comes in, and he has a checklist, and he says, I have the pencils I need, I have the paper I need, I have the staples I need, I don't have the glue I need. So I have three quarters of what I need, I don't have the glue. Over there, every piece of paraphernalia that I have in the office has its tachlis. Its tachlis within itself, and having it is a realization of its tachlis. So when I have the marker over here, and I have the marker, so that accomplishes this marker. If I have this type of glue, it accomplishes this. Each and every single piece is a metzias b'fnei atzma, and that is what it is. Let's say a person now now we turn to the aesthetic part of the office or the house or whatever it is. A lot of times you'll put in one piece and another piece and another piece, and the thing doesn't look good at all. And you put in the carpet, and all of a sudden everything comes together, and the whole thing clicks together, and it has in itself it has a certain atmosphere, a certain tzura to it, that is the tzura you wanted. A person paints, you have a painting that is a sort of an exact representation of something. So you have a painting of a person and a sheep and a water and a creek and a tree, this and that. So whatever you have, you have. He did the picture of the tree, so you have the tree. He did the picture of the creek, you have the creek, and so on. Sometimes a person, let's say, paints a more abstract painting. You ask the person, if you do just part of it, he just did the red dots, he didn't do the blue dots, he didn't do the gray lines, whatever it is, it doesn't have, it has zero tzura to it. And a lot of times even negative. When you put everything together, all of a sudden it strikes you. So someone's going to ask you, well, if it strikes you, can you describe the elements of it? So I can tell you, I can describe the elements, but each element itself has zero percentage of the message. Each element in itself is meaningless. So just having the red dots would give a very different effect. Mashenkin, if I have things that represent, I have ready the picture of the sheep, I have ready the picture of the creek, I have ready the picture of the fence. Each and every piece puts in a piece into place, and then when I have all the pieces, I have a complete picture. Mashenkin, where somebody where the framework is not a framework of pieces adding up to something, but it's a whole metzias, And that is its mitzias. That only has a makom when it's completely done. Until it's completely done, you don't have anything. So the Torah is now addressing the Torah is addressing the issue of Kol HaTorah Kula. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the giver of the Torah, had one question. Tzadik v'ralo, Rosha v'tovlo. In other words, Darkei Mishpat are not nizgala l'chura from the mahalchim of the individual pieces. Tzadik v'ralo. I take a look at this tzadik, and this tzadik did good things, and he has it bad. I take a look at this Rosha, he did bad things, and he has it good. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in other words, the oimek of what a person could perceive in Torah still leaves him with this kasha. The point at which Moshe Rabbeinu was oimed on the answer to this shaila was with the gemar of Kol HaTorah Kula. Hatsur Tamim Pa'olei means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's activities fall under the framework of Tmimus, which means completeness, and does not fall under the framework of Chalokim. And therefore, the Atzur Tomim Pa'oloi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Pa'ulois. The only time we can deher that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tzadik and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Ovel is when we're looking at something that carries the label of Tomim to it. When I see something, I can see the complete picture, then everything, that's when there's a gilui. The gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzedek and mishpat is only within the framework of tmimus. So, this is what this parasha is. When Moshe Rabbeinu finished the Torah, he now put together the Torah. He took all Yemei Soilam. There's Lashon Sefri over here says. Sefri says, G'doyla Shira, it's right at the end of the Shira, by Nino Goimamoy. G'doyla Shira, Sheyesh Boi Achshav, V'yesh Boi L'Sha'ova, V'yesh Boi L'Asid Lovoi, V'yesh Boi L'Olam Haba. In other words, it's something, the Shira has in itself, the godless of the Shira, the word Godol, in its most literal translation, is encompassing. How, in a very pure mathematical way, if I say A is bigger than B, how do I define that? And the answer is that B can fit into A. That's what the word bigger is. Whether it's a geometric figure, whether it's a number, whatever it is, Gedola means it includes others in it. The Shira of Hazinu is a perspective that Ad Hazinu, each and every parasha deals with a specific nekuda. Maisa Meraglim, Maisa Egel, Maisa Kriyas Yamsuf, Maisa Asaramakis, and so on. This Shira deals with the entirety of everything that has happened and will happen. The hekif of its views. That's why it's called a Shira, for two reasons. First of all, when a person speaks in prose, a half a paragraph is half the information. Reuven went to this and this place, and then he did this and this, and then he did this and this, and then he did this and this. If I have two sentences, I know what he did half the time, and three sentences, I know three quarters of the time. In Shira, a half a Shira is no Shira whatsoever. It's like the room that we've said where it's the putting together all the elements, the shapes, the colors, the textures that's moiled a certain surah. If a person has a poem that's missing half a poem, is not a poem. It doesn't have in itself anything. The word shir, they all bring the Gemara Bava Metzia when it speaks about if you find coins in certain shapes, kishir, shir is a necklace of sorts or a bracelet. Its defining factor is that it's a circle. It's a closed circle. In other words, a shira is it's a complete entity or it's not entity. A half a line is a half a line. A half a circle is no circle whatsoever. There is no such thing as a half a circle, really. I mean, we call it that way. A half a circle is not a circle, period. A circle is only when it's completely loops, the end and the beginning. So Hazinu is the Shira. It's the Pchinas Shira of Torah. It's what the Torah is called a Shira also. The Torah has two parts to it. It's like sometimes, we'll give a mashal at times, you have these puzzles, these riddles, where you can answer every line and get a meaningful piece for every line. And then the whole thing also it adds up to something. Or it's like these puzzles, you used to answer things, then you turn it around, then you have a complete picture on the other side. Torah has in itself chalakim chalakim, and it has in itself a complete picture. Hazinu is all of Torah written as a Shira. So Shira means Torah, and it means Hazinu equally well. One reason why Hazinu is called a Shira, is like we said before, that it takes on meaning only when it's a davar shalom. Only when we put together the pieces does it mean anything. And if you have a part of it, it doesn't mean anything. The second reason why it's called Shira is because whenever you have all the pieces together, bal korchach, the sum total of everything is toiv. Ra piraon din exists only in the pieces. If you have all of the pieces together, then it can only be toiv. That includes even Gehenim, it says. When you have everything together, the world is a Shira. It's Shira in the meaning of toiv as well. It's only when you have each slice and segment that there's tsar and there's din and nokom and so on and so forth. That's why there was a big peda. So Hazinu is a very special chelak of Torah. It's the Shira of Torah that makes the entire Torah into Shira. That's the reason why there's a peda in Hazinu, how to divide up the parasha. Because in every parasha, anything that makes sense, any piece, since the teichen of every piece is... since the teichen of every piece is a meaningful piece, so I can divide up any segments I want. All of Torah, until it's complete, has in itself slices, infinite slices of meanings. So I can slice anything I want, except for psych paydas. People shouldn't think the parasha ends here, the parasha ends there, pseda. Those are all sizes. But mitzvah Torah itself, every letter in the Torah has a meaning, every word has a meaning, every sentence has a meaning. Mitzad Hazinu is the Shira of Torah. And in the Shira itself, you can't split it up. We needed to make a takana to split it up. It just push it because of the halachas of reading it. So Chazal gave us an oifin, they knew it, they understood how to do it. So Haziv Lach. There's also in the word itself, even the simen that they gave us, Haziv Lach, there's a remez to it. The ziv is always the glow, the shine, the thing that lifts above the pieces. Haziv Lach, the ziv is yours. But al kapanim, there's a kpeda not to be as careful as you can in splitting it up, because the interlocking of the entire piece is extremely critical and crucial. In the rest of the Torah, as long as you go in Kisidron, it's fine. As long as you read every parish, it's fine. Here, it's very, and that's why Chazal gave us this inyan. That's why they gave us such a chalukan and gave it to us. Nimtzinu lemeidim, that we have here a new gilui and understanding in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishpat and so on. Whenever we have in Yanim and Nisyonis of Emunah. So, you know, it's all for the good. So every single person always thinks of, you know, I had this and this difficult thing come, it'll bring this and this good thing. I mean, that's how we sort of talk it into ourselves. That's kind of how we deal with it. You know, and sometimes you can see something like that, and sometimes you can't. Sometimes it's just delusional. It's just not, I mean, what are you talking about? In other words, people don't understand what the chiyuv of emuna and bitachin is. Tomim tiyem Hashem alekecho means that when you're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and darkei mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midah that be nitfas is tummy. At the end of the day, not what happened today is important, and not what happened tomorrow, and not what happened yesterday, and not what happened here, not happened there. At the end of it, what's important to me is my entire life, from the moment I was born to the moment I pass on. That's the only thing that counts, is the complete picture of a complete neshama. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga of mishpat is atzur tamim pa'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works in terms of tamim. We look back and we look at the dor that was before the war, and let's think about it. If anyone was looking at it then, there is no way to understand whatsoever. The Gdolei Mekdeshei Elyon, Rabbi Chanan came to America the last year of his life, and he spent a year raising money. Neglected his yeshiva, and he had needed to spend a year raising money for it to go back to be killed. That was Zutay of Zuschara. And looking now, 60, 70 years later, we begin to understand that there was a hashgacha that he planted Torah in America. It only begins to make sense when the layers of Doris begin to pile on. And anyone looking at that point could not see them, because there was no Gili. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's drachim of Mishpat Amizgala in the Pechinas Tomi. That's the only way it's Mizgala. And therefore, when we nechaz b'mishpatesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we nechaz in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ein ovel, we only can deherit when we hold on to that sur tamim pa'olim. It's true in time also. Sheishas yemei avoda are times when we see only the pratim, and therefore there is no resolution. There's no resolution to the answer of Tzadik V'Ra'ala, Rosh V'Tovla, or anything in the weekdays. The Shir Shoyim of Shabbos, if you look at it a second time, talks about this Shaila. B'Freach HaShoyim K'ma Esev, V'Yatzitzu K'opo Alei Oven, L'Shom De Madi'at, V'Ata Morim Olam Hashem. In other words, the Mizmor Shir of Shabbos is the difficulties I faced by looking and by the difficulties I faced looking around and seeing how bad things were in the world. And then Oyd Yenuva B'Seva, the Shein of Rananim Yiyu, Lahagid K'yosher Hashem, Suyiv Lav Losaboy. Shabbos has in itself a sense of completeness. In a weekly cycle, Shabbos is a shleimus, and therefore the mizmor shir of Yom HaShabbos has that. If what do I want to express in Shabbos? Shabbos, I express the gili of the tzur tamim poloi of sheishes yemei avoda. Greater than that, the Ramban says in a lot of places that the world runs on 7, 7, 7, 7 days in the week, 7 weeks in Sfiras Ha'omer, 7 years for Shemitah, 7 Shemitahs for Yovelus. There's a continuing cycles. Chazal were metaken another mahalach in the musav of Shabbos, which looks at Shabbos as a day in itself. They made Sheva Shabbosas again, and they said the shleimus of each Shabbos is mitzarev to another shleimus that were megala the tomim of our parsha of Hazinu. So we have the shleimus of every week because there's a certain element of koila sha'asa, vayichulu ha'shamayim v'aretz. Shabbos is koil everything, and that's one shleimus that we attain every Shabbos. And sheva shabbosos give us another shleimus, which is atumam of the shira. That's why Shabbos you have both in yanim. Shabbos and zman is what hazino is to Torah, and that's why it became a shir shal yom of musaf shal Shabbos, even the higher dagger of Shabbos. It's in a certain sense this is the yisoid of kol Torah kula. We're asked to have emuna, to have bitochen, and if emuna and bitochen is seen in terms of bits and pieces, then there's no gila like that. We can't ever deher it that way, and it's not something that we can emistic see. And you know, occasionally there are also minor giluyim, and that's fine. But that's not the deher, and that's not the answer of it. We need to understand, for us, and every person goes through many tkufis, and many nisyonos, and many different situations. A person needs to understand the real tachlis of ashgacha, the real tachlis of chayi adam, is measured in an entirety of a lifetime. That's the shleimus of the adam. That's really all that counts. So a person, and the older a person gets, the more he's capable of looking back and seeing a bigger picture. We don't see the tamimus, the etzem, until the very last second. But a person, if a person's standing, even everyone standing here, if he's to take a look back at the scope of his life, instead of a pratim, he begins to see that all the bits and pieces somehow moved him towards a certain direction. Chazal gave us a haziv loch. Even in hazino, we can kind of find mini parshas to bring us closer to this. A person looks at Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and he, you know, we don't always see the clear changes in us right away. We also see failures and so on. But if a person keeps looking longer and longer, and he sees somehow a picture develops, the person is developing to somebody, and we can't correlate it always. I made a Kabbalah this Rosh Hashanah to this, and I wasn't aiming at it. But you know, the Kabbalah you made and the effort you made push something else. You tried a half a dozen times to learn this or that; it didn't go. But you know, the trying the half a dozen times matured you. You have a lot more das. You have a lot more understanding. You approach things differently. The further we are, the more pieces we have together, the more we look at it in terms of the Tzur Shlema, the closer we are to the Emes. There's Gemara Sanhedrin. It says, Koil Soifayu Nosu Yachtov. Nosu Koil Yachtov Ranenu. There's the Nevi'im together picked up their kol and said a Shira. So it says, Asidin kol anevim kulim oimim shira b'kol echot. It's a dove mufla b'yoysa. Nevim don't have anything to do with shira. David is named Zmeres Yisrael. Lavdavki was a Navi. Nevim and shira are two separate things. Nevim are there for teichacha. Basically, things that are nisifot. That's what a Navi is there for. And also, what does it mean they will say shira b'kol echot? It says, Ein shei nevim and nabim b'signan echad. I mean, anyone, if you take a look, Yecheskel, and Yeshaya, and Yirmiyah, and every single Navi is very different language. The flavor of the language, the words, the signan, the mechuvit, it's different. That's what Chazal meant. Even though it's all Dvar Hashem, but two nevim and not nabim b'signan echad. So what does Chazal mean? The Teretz is exactly the point we're making. Just like Torah has a makom that it comes together with shir echad, and it becomes one shir, and that's in hazinu. So all of Torah, all the pieces come together in a sweeping overview of hoiva, avar, and asid, and Olam Haba, Atzeif Kol Adoris, and that's the Shira of Torah, and that turns the entire Torah into a Shira. The same thing is true with Nevi'im. Every single Navi is very different. The Navi, Yechezkel was a different type of person, Yeshaya was a different type of person. The Dor of Yeshaya had one issue, the Dor of Yechezkel had another issue, the Makom of Yechezkel had a different issue, the Makom of Hoshea had a different issue. Every single Navi is a different chelik, and that's why they are shiner from each one for the other one, and therefore, and each one is basically divin musan techocha, divin cham also, but that's the signal of it. Lo'osid lovoi, koil soifayu, nosu yacht of koil, yacht of yaneinu, when you have the completion of all neviim, it comes together as one shir. If you give a mashal, if a person hears different instruments, if a person hears every single instrument that simply opens in its own self practicing, it's different kailas. An extraordinary symphony is something where you can have 60 pieces playing, and the person only hears the melody, the work. He doesn't hear each kli battling the other kli. He hears one out of the entire Mikoilis Maim Rabban, out of the entire cacophony of all the sounds, he hears one sound, and that's the work that's being played. The Losid Lovoi, the Aftach of Losid Lovoi, is that all of the Nevuas, which come across us as fragments, each and every one, Letzerech Shah, and Ledoris in some way, for some angle, but it all comes together as one big Shira in the Sefer Shaldava. Because it has to be that way. If it was mechuvin le'emes, if it was a Devar Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mida is tamim poli. And I guess it's the biggest the most necessary tool for hanging on is emunah and bitachon. And emunah and bitachon can never be seen in bits and pieces because it's not emes; it doesn't exist there. The emunah bitachon exists in the tumim tiyam Hashem alekecha. The understanding of the herring that the emes and the gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a toiv and a meitiv is going to come from the tumimus of the yin. In the yom haShabbos, in the Sheva Shabbosos, in the kol haTorah kula, and the parshas hazinu, and which sums up the Torah, and that becomes a shira. And if a person hears it that way, if a person holds on to it because knowing that the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miskala in the shleimus advarim, the tmimus advarim, he's zeicha to the time when the neviim are nasu kol yachdov, and when all the different koilas of all the neviim become one shira and one sit. Thank you.